Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay.
My now husband,
yes,
boyfriend at the time,
yes,
and I had sex,
yes,
in the bed next to my in-laws.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hey,
hey now, baby. Let's get one thing straight now, baby.
Do guys, we have the submissions for sex?
I sure
do. I feel like it's been so long since we've recorded a sex podcast.
Okay.
I know it's only been a week, right, but guys,
oh, God, if you didn't hear last week's, let me tell you, it was so good with our Romeo and Ryan. You have to go back and check those out. You know, oh, I've got it.
This is our Fridays are always a sex podcast. It's anything and everything, but it's all your submissions. But then accidentally, we end up putting our own stories in.
Look at this.
We can't
just
help
look
it.
Look at these submissions.
Millions. Millions.
Linda, why are you feeling your boobs? They hurt? They sore? Or did you get your nipples played with last night?
No, I just...
Did you twerk them?
No, I should just probably... I left my jean jacket in here. It's a little bit cold.
Did you put some nipple clamps on?
No, I didn't. Did you?
My husband has a sore throat. If you are even a little bit sick, we're not even going to try. You know what? You're not even going to look at me, actually.
I can't believe you have a sick husband. I feel like when I hear someone say they have a sick husband, there's like almost nothing grosser.
Yeah. Well, he's actually... He just can't go into the office.
Yeah.
He's
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, someone asked us if it was hard for us to get pregnant. That is not a sex submission.
No, I mean, there was an injection that got us pregnant.
I like this one. With a penis.
Yep. And spermination. But, you know, the crazy thing is, and we know, like, we are beyond lucky, but 7 babies were made by shooting one sperm. What? Seven sperms, actually.
What?
What were you probably? What were you listening to? What I said?
Yes, seven babies were injected with sperm. Seven sperms.
I didn't say seven babies were injected with sperm. That would be revolting.
Seven sperms were injected.
Yeah, and they worked.
Okay. I had sex with a stranger on top of a Corvette.
Ooh, seems uncomfortable, but willing to try.
I do like that people get turned on. Yeah, because people get turned on by cars. Like, they're like, oh, I love that. But a Corvette wouldn't, just so y'all know, Corvettes would not turn me on.
So I wonder where it was. And was it broad daylight?
And did you have sex with him because it was a Corvette?
See, here's the thing, guys.
Or was it even his? Was it the parking lot? He just hopped up on it.
Actually, it kind of sounds like it might not have been his. But, guys, when you send the stories, all details welcome. Because you know we hear something, and I need a visual. Like, I need to be like, what time of day was it? Was it in a parking lot? Was it in the middle of the forest? Was it outside your house in the driveway?
I fucking love this one. I hooked up with someone at the Calgary Stampede.
Mm. Sounds fun.
The guy ended up having whiskey dick.
As it would probably happen.
I ended up using my vibrator and telling him to get out.
Oh.
Or go to bed. Like, get out. Go to bed.
I can't imagine something that's more disappointing. Like, you meet the guy. Obviously, she thinks he's cute. She's attracted. I'm assuming they went back to her house because, unless she carries her vibrator around with her. And it's all good and it's fun and you're going to, like, have sex. It doesn't work. And I have told you that I have, this is so bad and mean.
What?
But that I have been on a date with a guy. And he was so nice. Well, I did tell him not to knock on my door and meet my mom, and he did.
Oh, so right away, turn off.
Right away.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Right away.
But,
fuck that.
You know, he was a lot older than me. He had a really good job. He owned his own house. He was well-dressed. He was good-looking. Everything. And And then we go to his house. This must have been our second date. And he makes me dinner. I think I've told you this. And then he's obviously
plays
in car. This one did.
Sorry.
God, I date a lot of tchotchkes. This one was.
You either like weirdos or tchotchkes.
Yeah,
I see how it is.
So then he pulls out for dessert. So he's cooked a meal. He's like a good cook, right? Which is awkward in itself because it's the two of you sitting
did
there.
You, like, did you go in sober?
Yes, I think back then I was like, oh, I was almost a little bit sober. You know what I mean? Like,
always a little bit.
As opposed to these days.
So you went in and proper. And like, did you sit down? Were you like, hi, Ryan?
Yeah, it must have been like, John.
Okay, hi, John. And like, did you kiss him when you walked in or no?
Like, he picked me up, remember?
He picked you up. Took you back to his house.
His house where he had made dinner. And I guess everything was kind of prepped. Like, yeah. So then.
I'm trying to picture you.
Catherine,
sitting there.
Nope.
Like, what do you talk about?
Exactly. I have no idea what we talked about.
What were you wearing? You must remember that.
No idea. And, you know,
something
I...
Something proper.
Probably I wish supposed I to be sexy.
Been
like,
a floor. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. Because I know when I met
you... It was probably, like, jeans, heels, and, like, a sexy top. You know those years?
I have another question for you about you.
But I need to get the whiskey dick, but yeah.
When you were dating back then, were you who you are backstage? Like, were you dating guys? Yeah, were you proper? Were you, like, a lioness? Were you... Because when I met you, you were very proper.
Mm.
Were you always proper? Did you go through a...
No, like, I remember, like, I was talking about, like, sex on a date once and stuff like that. And then he was like, I want you to know I'm a virgin.
Oh,
like, that wouldn't come up unless I wasn't referring to things.
If you're, like, 80% naughty now, you were 30% naughty back then.
I mean...
Or more.
Yeah, like, I think probably more. You know.
Okay, so he picks you up. I'm just wondering how...
Oh, but this one, he's a grown-up. Like, this one's a grown-up.
So you're being a grown-up, too.
No, I'm just acting, but I'm probably just like, give me more wine. Now I want to get drunk. I'm in your house.
That's what I'm asking
about. So then we started having drinks. But this is the part that probably, like, he brought out my favorite ice cream, because I guess I'd mentioned on a call what my favorite ice cream was. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, you want to marry me? Oh, no, no, no. And then we go to his room. We're like, getting all, you know, and I'm like, ready to ride it. Yeah, probably a little bit.
Whoa.
I don't think I was lactose intolerant back then. And then we go down. I'm ready to romp. You know what I mean? And I'm like, dinner. Fuck the thing. Let's go.
Did you eat?
Let's go. Yeah, I'm sure I ate his food. I don't even remember. I've had multiple guys make me dinner. Like, I don't want to eat dick. I'm not proud of you. I'm the cook.
All right. They're trying to. Here's the thing. They're trying to swoon. They're trying to, like, they're trying to foreplay you. And you're like, fuck that. Just fuck me.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. So no dinner, no dessert. Just take her and fuck her and get the fuck out. That guy.
Don't you dare do anything considerate, like buying my favorite ice cream. Like, and don't knock on my door.
Basically,
like a gentleman.
You don't want him to talk. Just open the door, fuck me, and I'm getting out. Okay, got it. Understood.
Yes. And so then, we're like, and it's like,
Like, God forbid they make popcorn before you, like, sit down. Oh.
That's probably where it all went wrong. So then, So
don't talk to me.
No,
this isn't about small talk. Just fuck me.
No, don't try and be polite.
I mean, if only you. God, think how far you'd be in life if you. We just realized that you don't like any talking, any making food.
I don't know how you say back then. Like,
fuck me.
Yeah. Right.
And they'd be like, okay. So you get in the room.
Then we're like making out, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm looking for the hot beef injection, you know. And I'm just like,
I'm looking just to okay.
So I go downstairs. And because his bedroom was downstairs, even though he owned the whole house. Is that weird? Yeah. Why was his bedroom in the basement?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, take me to the basement and there should be like some
Red room.
Yeah, and it wasn't, clearly. Okay. So anyways, he got whiskey dick. I was too immature to handle it. I never called him again.
We should look him up.
I'm sure he's married to like a lady and they have a family.
It's my favorite thing in the world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's look up whiskey dick. You know, dick slapping's a thing, eh?
Oh, I guess.
Dick slapping on the face, it's a thing. I wonder what that's about.
I guess because you want to feel... Yeah, because you want to feel the heaviness.
You have to have a big dick.
Yeah, that's why. Because if it's a little thing, it just feels like a finger hit you, and you're like, no. I think you can only dick slap when it's big and thick and heavy.
I've never thought of dick slapping.
No, I
wouldn't be like, I want to be dick slapped.
No,
right
I don't.
Now.
I wouldn't think of it either.
Let's take a quick break, and I'll come back with a nut. Wow, that was a wild ride there, y'all. Wild.
Woof.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I went to a burlesque show with a bestie. I FaceTimed my hubby and I had sex with my bestie while he got off.
Okay, one more time.
They went to a burlesque show. They ended up having sex. The girls.
She and her best friend.
FaceTimed her husband. And he masturbated while
He was a lucky fucking dude that night. That was thoughtful of her, too, to incorporate him. It was great for him. It was great for the best friend. It was great for her.
I love all of your story. Like, you know what the thing is? I feel like when we talk about this shit, it makes everything so, like, everyone, no one talks about it. Mm-mm. And then you could watch porn, but, like, you know, that's kind of fake because they're putting on a show. Y'all are telling us stories of what have happened to normal people in, you know, there is a lot. We are, I feel like we're changing women's sex lives. One woman at a time. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're liberating your vaginas.
This is the cat and nat hub. Feminist version.
Take your vagina and free it. You know, you can do all the freaky shit you want to. You know, I mean, people are just not doing it because they're nervous that someone will think something of them.
Yeah.
Yo, get it on. Yeah. You got this.
You got it. Yeah, you know, do it on top of that Camry.
No, Camaro. No, Corvette.
No. Camry. Do it on top of that Camry.
That Toyota Camry.
Yeah. Ooh, that Honda. No, wait, that's Sienna. Is that the minivan?
Yeah. Mm. A man I met once.
Just leave the Buick Enclave out of this.
Yeah, that's our car. Yeah, this is for... Don't touch my car. No, don't touch my car. A man I had met once knocked on my hotel room door in just a towel and dropped it to his penis.
Okay.
Did I do it? Yes, I did.
Oh, I love that image. That's like a movie.
Knock, knock. Drop the door.
And it was probably hard, right?
Oh, my... Yeah.
Was he tenting before, though?
Men are such chads. I love it.
She knocked on and she was just like, okay. And they probably just walked backwards, and they got on the bed, and he railed her, and he left.
Railed her. I like that's her new thing. Rail me. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting conversation. My husband was trying to choke me during oral, and I pulled away and threw up.
Yes, I thought she was going to say something different. That's exactly what it
is. Choking Hold seems on. To be a very big...
Choking
and then she pulled away.
So, but,
and threw
so, he's it sticks in her mouth and he's choking her.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, good for her for throwing up.
Choking, this is a new world. Like, I feel like there's a lot of conversations around choking right now.
But you know what's so crazy is that choking is a tricky thing because it seems like a lot of people are kind of into it. But... It sort of has to be, like, consensual, or it can seem, like, I feel like people are, like...
You can't just go and do it without asking.
No, I feel like people are, like, charging people.
Yes.
He choked me during sex.
And I didn't...
It can either be, he choked me during sex, or he choked me during sex.
I feel like, didn't we have this conversation with Ryan and Romy about choking, and they were like, I am not into it.
They are
but
not,
if,
no.
But if the girl is into it, I will do it, but yeah. I'm not like, oh, this is exciting.
So I guess it sometimes men want it, sometimes women want it. Like, I've been in a situation where he obviously wanted it. I never asked for it.
As a guy, I would never, unless I was in a committed relationship.
Yes.
Because there is a power imbalance between men and women, and men are stronger. Mm-hmm. And if you're having sex with someone and they out of the blue start choking you, and let's just say you have never had the conversation about choking before.
Like, yes.
You don't know that that's a thing that people do just on the regular.
Yeah.
You would be fucking freaked out.
Am I dying? Am I being murdered right now?
Yeah. I think it's also a conversation you will have to have with your children because...
Oh, God. Now we got to get to first fingering, now choking.
I'm just saying. I feel like if this is becoming a mainstay, and probably because of porn, y'all...
Yes.
It is
the
becoming...
The boys might think that's just what girls like.
Yep. And I feel like if we have heard multiple people now who have done this...
Yeah.
And they are doing it, I just feel like it is something that as a group we need... Obviously, they were married and had a conversation about it, hopefully, but it's something we have to keep in mind. You know what I mean?
Hopefully, who was married?
These people who threw up.
These people who threw up. Yes.
I was in a spa...
You know, the throw up people.
Oh my God, this one's crazy. Okay, okay. I'm not a judger. I had a threesome in a spa with three guys. They were cousins.
Oh my gosh. Wait, all three of them cousins, they all decided to go to the spa one day, and the three of them found a girl. We're like, let's rail her.
Yep.
Wow, that is very interesting. I would like some more information.
Okay, hold on. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay.
My now husband,
yes,
boyfriend at the time,
yes,
and I had sex,
yes,
in the bed next to my in-laws.
In the bed next
to... They were, like, sharing a room, and they had sex in the bed. They were obviously sleeping, I think, at the time we did the deed, and I'm still mortified to this day.
Why did they do it?
I mean, I guess it felt like a good idea, naughty and crazy.
Yeah, when your boyfriend, like, and girlfriend, like, where was I... People. Oh, yeah, my friend, I remember her saying, like, she was watching a movie with her boyfriend, with his mother, and, they, like, she was in a chair, and they were on the couch, and she's, like, and he was, like, fingering her under the blanket, and
no,
the mother was right there. Yeah.
No, that's actually, like, weird voyeurism if you are getting, if that is attractive while this, like, you know what? It would smell like sex, just so y'all know.
Mm.
Okay, one more.
No, not one more.
We have to go at 9.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Still, oh, God, this is our online friend who we adore and love.
Yay.
And have been following a story for quite some time.
Yay.
Still banging my neighbor.
Yes!
It's still the best sex I've ever had. She and none of the kids know, and they go back and forth while the kids are asleep and get railed.
Do you know how much I love that? And I love that she keeps us a brief to the relationship because I'm very interested and invested. And I love that it's still the best because now they've probably done it a lot of times, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, sex can get old. Like, usually it's fun just because it's the first time or the second time. She's now been doing it a while, but I guess there still is a little bit of secrecy that adds to the excitement. But he's good in bed.
He's good in bed.
And he's, like, a middle-aged man.
And he is a middle-aged man.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I have a little story for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready for a little story.
So I was 25 with a lot of sexual experience, and I agreed to have sex with a good male friend because we were always giving him shit for still being a virgin when he was so sweet and adorable.
Okay.
We told him, just do it. Turns out he wanted me to be the first.
Oh.
So we're in the bed making out, and I go to grab his dick.
Oh, God.
And
no,
all I could feel
stop
was a fupa.
No.
I literally was grabbing everywhere and found nothing. I started to panic, and he took my hand and guided it to his penis.
Micro.
Was the size of my pinky. I only needed 2 fingers for a hand job.
I'm figuring it right now like this. Do it. I know, I feel bad.
Wow.
Because apparently they exist. I've looked them up. They're called micros.
Is it genetic?
Yeah. I don't know if you get it from your dad or it's just, it can randomly happen.
Wow, that's
they're really, they're really.
That would be very traumatizing.
I know.
Especially when, like,
everyone always talks about
their
dicks. I know.
You know, that's something that also people, you need to, like, you know, be aware of for men. Because that's, like, toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
You know, he could be a very good oral guy. He needs to get on his oral skills.
And I kind of feel like it's how guys talk about girls with big butts and boobs, you know? It's like, there's nothing we can do about it, really. I mean, we kind of can, but, like, when they're talking about, oh, he's got a big dick, like, imagine you're sitting around and you have a tiny penis, and then, oh, I remember in high school once a girl hooked up with a guy, and she said he had a small penis, and it got around, and I'm like, but that is horrible.
No, yeah, no, that's not.
Horrible.
That's, you know what? That's not, yeah, again, these conversations. And imagine Snapchat now. All of them being like, he's got a small dick.
And then that poor teenage
actually,
boy.
Actually, there was a hockey player that rumor went around.
Oh
yeah,
no.
Everyone said he had a very small penis.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know.
I really feel for that. I do,
because then you're like, that's what you're known for.
Yeah. And it seems like it's worse than having small boobs, you know?
Oh yeah, small boobs can be banging.
I guess it would be equivalent to, like, she has a regularly
halitosis
stanky
vagina.
Yeah, exactly.
Went or like a huge clitoris. Or, like, lips. Maybe they like that.
Yeah.
Went home with a guy and I didn't have a condom. I yelled for his roommate to bring one. Roommate comes down with one and we continue to hook up. I turn around when it's finished. Roommate is standing there in the dark corner touching himself.
No. That is means to stand up and go fucking punch him in the face.
Isn't that something like
that's
a law?
Gotta be illegal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a, oh my God. No, that kid needed a punch in the face. That's disgusting and creepy. Ugh.
Went camping and decided to go for a walk late at night with my boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
We got in the mood and it just struck. You know, we found ourselves a picnic table. It was super fun until we finished and got applause from a couple of fishermen.
That's really funny. I like that. I like that a lot.
God.
I like that. Those fishermen were just there with their cigarettes and just watching the show.
Oh my, that is, okay.
I like that
a
lot.
They were sitting in a boat in the water. Yep, they were watching from the boat in the water. Oh my God, I can't believe they round of applauded.
It's brilliant.
I feel like they should have just been quiet.
No,
and been
it's funny. It's really funny.
I once had sex with my then boyfriend on a train station platform.
Wow.
That
good
is,
girl.
There's cameras. The train came and we boarded and continued. We were completely sober.
People like to do it in public. That's a public thing.
People like to do it in public.
Yeah, that's a thing.
They do like to. Are we waiting for that other guy to come?
Yeah.
Just keep going?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, but I need to get a coffee. I didn't have one yesterday.
And you had a headache?
No, I just wanted one, you know?
You just wanted one.
And I didn't have one.
I did.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another one.
Okay. My husband and I had phone sex while we were both driving in different cities. No, bad idea, y'all. Bad idea.
Why?
Because you're driving and having sex. You're masturbating and driving.
But it might have just made the time go by faster.
Yeah, but that's illegal. Dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yeah, like maybe if you're just the passenger in the back.
But because you might get distracted?
Well, yeah, you're driving on a highway.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, go crazy, but don't do it. I can't suggest they go do that.
Oh, my God. I guess it would be kind of a fun drive, though.
It would be a fun
drive. If you're all alone and you have a long ride.
If you're all alone.
I wonder how many people listen to, like, I don't want to say oral sex, audio sex while they're driving.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel like that would just, like, make you horny.
Real horny. Maybe like, that's what his husbands listen to on the way home from work.
No, mine listened to Howard Stern, which is basically, like, a lot of sex talk. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, they talk a lot. He talks a lot. God, we're so close to getting, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
But not mean. He was mean sometimes.
He's not anymore. He did not want
to. Did he apologize?
Yeah, he just decided that he didn't want his legacy to be the mean guy. Like, that's not how he wanted to, like, be remembered.
Well, yeah, because he was really mean.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, that was crazy how mean he was. How many minutes have we gone?
Okay, let's just take a quick break. All right, give me another one. Another one.
Here's the thing. There is so much outside sex happening.
Yeah.
There is so much
outdoor sex
happening.
Outdoor sex, yeah.
Like, your rollerblade story really is...
I know,
is
right?
No longer that crazy.
I know.
When you really... everyone must be like, yeah, girl. One's like, was hooking up with a guy from work and we used to have sex on a different floor on break. Like, they would go and go to a different floor and then have sex and come back.
Like, in the bathroom, you think?
I mean, maybe in the stock room, but when you begin
that's
to
really fun.
Like that, this is a lot of spa sex. Someone else had sex in a hammock in the spa.
I think that there's something really exciting about potentially being caught and also just being free in like not a bedroom and not a regular place, you know?
I guess so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but sleeping with like the in-laws beside you, like, there is just so much sex.
It's a little crazy, yeah.
The Hubs and I have had sex in 8 Canadian provinces, the U.S. and Europe. I like that she's like, we had sex here, we had sex here, yeah. We had sex here. Do you have a sex bucket list?
That's a great question. Where would I just love to have sex? Probably, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going there. I'm just taking a little trip. I'm thinking, and I'm tipsy, like I've had some champagne.
Yes.
Yeah, because then I don't care about anything. I'm on the front of a yacht in like
is there
Greece.
Is there a driver?
Well, he's not watching. He's not watching.
Okay, so just the two, is it a boat full of people?
No, like they're asleep. They're just having a nap time.
Okay. So there's not, but
we're going to pick them up, actually. We're going to pick them up at the port.
Okay.
But it's just me and my lover at this time.
Have you ever almost had sex at a bar?
I have had sex at a bar.
At a club.
What?
Yeah.
Lots of times. Three times. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All throughout your life.
Yeah, I should up that, eh?
No.
So no.
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 No. I mean, you can.
Yeah.
I just feel
I
like
didn't intend
I just
for
feel
it.
Like if I like was at a bar and you and your husband walked out of the bar like having sex in the bathroom, I would just be like, for real, like no. Like you can't do that. As a best friend, like
if
fuck
you
no.
did it, I would laugh for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if I was like, Mark and I are just gonna bang in the bathroom quickly. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe if I was single.
Right.
And I was, you know, if he ever divorced me,
yeah.
if my husband ever divorced me.
We could have sex everywhere.
I would get so slutty.
Me too.
I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I would be so slutty.
Me.
You might be concerned.
Yeah. I want to get concerned, and I want you to be concerned about
Catherine,
me.
Catherine, you took
good.
Another one down.
Yes.
I'm like, yes,
yes,
I ate a dick last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding? I'd be there. What are you talking about? I'd be right outside.
Yeah, if my husband's like, I need to go find someone who cooks and cleans and is regular,
yeah.
then he leaves me in this situation, I would be like, next step.
Yeah.
Tinder, Bumble. I would do Plenty of Fish.
Catherine.
I would do everything.
Catherine.
Then I would go to the bar.
What do you think? If you get a divorce, I'm getting one too, and we're doing all these things together. Okay?
I love
it. And I think we should date like friends.
So and then I would go
easy.
To Georgia and sleep. I would have sex in the bar that our friend goes to.
You kidding? So would I.
We get peaches and have sex.
You kidding? That's where I'm at.
You know, a peach cart.
Yeah.
You know, behind the peach cart. Middle of the day at the gas station. Then we get some barbecue, have sex.
Yeah, that guy that
with
was selling
barbecue
peaches looks a little young, but I fuck him too. Let's go. I'm so excited. So excited.
You know, everywhere. Just the random places we have sex. That one? Yep, let's go.
I know. I just feel like sometimes it would just be easier if they died.
I know that person.
Yeah.
If they... What?
What?
You just killed...
Because I don't want to divorce them.
No, they divorce us.
Oh, why would they do that?
I'm just saying, we're not divorced. I never said we're... They divorce us.
Why? Because we're so...
No, just because
so
they're
erratic.
Like... They're like,
I'm sick of you.
I need Deborah.
Yeah.
Deborah.
Right. I need Deborah and Brenda to just sit down and bake
and
me
cook,
a pie.
And like, have grandkids.
Yeah.
Like,
and
this is enough.
And you know what? They sit down, they're like, I love you.
I love you.
But you'll never be
you
what
know,
I need
you're
in my age.
You're amazing people,
yeah.
but you are not...
Yeah.
You're not retirement... You're not retirement wife.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You are not a retirement
and
wife.
And we're like, oh my gosh, we totally agree.
You know, some people marry for kids and family. That now that they're done, they need a retirement wife.
Yes.
So we're not retirement type people for them.
That's true. And we totally appreciate
they
that.
They want to join golf clubs. And,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah. And they just want to fucking chill.
They want to walk holding hands down Cobble Street.
They want to have remote control.
Fucking behind peach carts.
They want to have remote control beds and seats and chairs. Yeah.
They do. They want to go for Sunday drives, have brunch.
Yeah.
You and I are like, fuck it, you know?
Shit, I guess I gotta go.
We're hungover.
All right, guys, we are gonna end this podcast right now because we have to start a meeting. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So now you're being rude.
We were in fantasy land.
Okay, bye. Bye,
that's
guys.
Why they're divorcing us.
Yeah.